for our preaching service. And we kind of left the schedule open a little bit. In the morning, we'll be preaching through the morning, and then we tried last year of doing the word study in the afternoon, try to stay more engaged, because it's always tough in the afternoon after everybody eats, come in, they're feeling sleepy. So we're going to try that again. So we'll have preaching in the morning, and then studies in the afternoon, and preaching in the evening. So again, I just thank God for bringing each of you here. Sorry that we're getting off a little bit late. It kind of seemed like a hairy moment. And I guess it's a lesson for me in patience, maybe. I don't know. So let's open up the word of prayer.
Thank you.
Father in heaven, we just ask about it. Just be with us this time, Lord, that you would indeed open your heart, your understanding, your spirit up to us. Father, that you would dwell and amongst us, and lead and direct us in what we do to edify and glorify you, Father. We thank you for blessing us to be here, each of us, for the families as representative, the ones that can't be here, Lord, but desire to be. We ask that you would bless them equally as well. Father, we thank you for all that you've done, the deliverance you've given, the faithfulness that your people have shown, Lord, the blessings that you just touch our lives with every day that sometimes we just overlook.
Yes.
Father, I thank you for these things, and I ask that that would be with us through the assembly, that you would lead and direct in all that we do. In the name of prayer. Amen.
Amen.
Is this on at all?
No. And Wanda said she can hear you.
She could?
She can.
You must be on that microphone.
Right. It is.
Friends, let's sing Amazing Grace. I'm not even sure what number it is. 47, I think. But that is many. We will sing 487 regardless of what it is.
I think it's that far back.
Yes, Amazing Grace.
487.
Yeah, that's right. Are we going to stand up or are we
going to
sit up?
No, if you would, let's stand. Would somebody lead off? Or line off the singer or something.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saves a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was born with love on you. Was grace that taught my heart to fear. And grace my fears relieved. A precious gift that grace of you, without my first beginning, through many dangers, storms, and snares, I have already come to His grace.
Let's do Trust and Obey on 365, please.
When we walk with the Lord, in the light of shepherds on our way. While we do His good will, He abides with us here. And with all who will trust and obey, trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. Not a shadow can rise, not a cloud in the skies, but the smile quickly shall drift away. Not a doubt or fear, not a sign or a tear, can deny what we trust and obey. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. Not a burden we bear, not a sorrow we share, but our joy He does richly repay. Not a grief nor a loss, not a frown or a cross, but it's blessed if we trust and obey. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. That we never can prove that we find out His love until all on the altar we lay. For the favor He shows and the joy He bestows, I hope that we will trust and obey. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. The only fellowship sweet we will sit at His feet, all along by His side in the way. What He says we will do, where He says we will go, never fear, only trust and obey. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey.
Amen. Have a seat, please.
Amen.
Well, again, we thank you for coming and welcome each of the assembly. I want to read something out of the 117th message. Second verse of the 117th. It says, to the humble and obedient, saith the Lord, your faith has been exceedingly great. You have endured and shall find my peace and abundance. I'll read 3 as well. The millennium is to be the Lord's reign when all mankind will obey His will the world over, and the church prepared to be the saints of the Most High. I brought spare a record in Levites and message books of things I used to take some home. But to number one be and saith the Lord, your faith had been exceedingly great. You have endured and shall find peace and abundance. And that shall endure and find peace and abundance and obedient is where we're at today. We're trying to be obedient to the Word of God. And He calls us to come together in a solemn assembly to come and to learn of His great work. And that's what we strive to do this day, and that's what we strive to do at assembly each year. But the humble and obedient is a daily commitment. It's a daily walk with Christ. To be obedient to His word, be obedient to His direction in our life, to be obedient so that the old man doesn't keep creeping back in on us.
Yeah.
Because we live in a sinful world, and it's easy for the things of the world to overcome and to keep creeping back in. And, you know, next thing I know, I'm, you know, talking like I used to on harvest. You know, which is not complimentary to San Diego Southern. Just an example. But if we don't stay humble before the Lord and seek to do His work and be obedient to that work, then His righteousness cannot overshadow us. Because once we stop being obedient, once we stop being seeking His guidance, once we stop being humble and realizing that all this is from God, you know, the storm that's brewing outside, the things that's going on in the world, the very fact that we're sitting here today is from the blessings of the Lord.
Amen.
When we think that we can affect it ourselves, or that it's hard, teach them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the world.
Amen. What was that verse again? I'm sorry.
Matthew 28:18-20. Teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you, even I am with you always, even into the end of the world. And that's, God is good to His word.
Yes.
So we can take Him at His word. So that, you know, there in 117th, He said, to the humble and obedient, your faith has been exceedingly great. When you are doing the work of the Lord and you are doing His work and alive in Him, He is good to His work.
Yeah.
But when we stop that forward progression, when we stop that walk with Christ, He is also good to His word. It says, what you have will be taken from you. The life that you once had will be removed. And we've seen that. We see it in today's society, in the world. We see the disintegration of what we call, you know, the moral decay, what I call the moral decay of our country. You know, the hatred and the animosity that's in people's hearts now. It's because we have slid away from the foundation of Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why the Lord said that teach and preach His gospel everywhere. And that His nation, His kingdom will remain. And it will be, there will be people to meet Him at His second coming. There will be His bride to receive Him. So, we're going to have part of the sacrament is a renewing, the purpose of the sacrament is the renewing of your faith, renewing of your commitment in Christ, the renewing of that vow you made to serve the Lord until the end. And we always read the prayer. I'll just read through it a little bit. This is out of the book of Moroni, chapter 4 and 5. I just want to read through here before we prepare the sacraments and have the sacraments. it's kind of like the Lord's Prayer. You know, God was saying, you know, don't go out and pray on the doorstep if you can see it. Don't pray and do your alms before me, and just for the glory of them seeing you. But rather, go and pray to the Father and see him. He hears you in secret, but answers you in abundance. And even in our paraphrasing that part, but he answers you for those prayers, and those prayers, it's not saying you have to go to the altar and pray. The saying is you have to pray in humility. You have to pray in the depth of your heart. Because that's where God's greatness does his work at, is the changing of our hearts. And then people will see it. You know, your life will be changed. And thus, in your life, your family's lives, your neighbor's lives, your community lives, all that will be impacted. So, in Romans 4, we ask, it says, O God, the eternal Father, we ask in the name of thy Son, Jesus Christ, to bless and sanctify this bread to the souls of all those who partake of it. And we know the bread is the remnant of the body of Christ, that he said that all must eat of him to come unto everlasting life. All must take the name of Christ. All must take the food that he gives, not the man-made doctrine, not the spiritual awakening that doesn't lead to nothing, but to the spirituality. But you want a spiritual awakening that leads to something, that leads to salvation.
Amen.
Because we can be aware of all the spirits around us. We can be aware of the evil and of the good that's in the world. But if that awareness doesn't make us do something, what good is the awareness? That awareness doesn't bring you to an understanding of, I have to do something. What good is to be alive in Christ with the goal and the zeal and the desire that all should have and all have at some point in their lives. Because according to the 139th Psalm, God knows he for each of us before we was ever born.
Thank you.
He knew where was the, that was going to be 6 foot tall. He knew the color that was going to be 4 feet. He knew the color of your hair.
Yeah.
The color of your eyes. He knows us before yet we was even born. That spirit that is given to each individual yearns to return to Jesus Christ. Now, through the ways of teaching, the ways of sin, the ways of the world, sometimes that spirit is squelched out and we're turned over to do what they want to do. Because God, again, was good to his word, and the fact he said, I'm not going to force you. I'm not going to bond you to do this. He wants our love freely given, because he freely gave it to us. So he wants our obedience because we love him, not because we're backed into the corner, but because he is the truly living God. They may eat it in remembrance of the body of thy Son, witness unto thee, O God, the eternal Father, that they are willing to take upon them the name of thy Son, and always remember him and keep his commandments which he has given them, that they may always have his spirit to be with them. Amen. Isn't that so much like what we read in the 28th chapter of Matthew? That always have his spirit with us. That always keep his commandments that he has given us. And that's what we do when we partake of the sacraments. We renew that commitment, that kindling of that love that first drew us home to Jesus. We are saying, yes, I still love the Lord, and I'll do it again. This refreshes and renews that commitment. It brings it today. Whether it was 1978 or 1992 or 1965 or 2013, whenever any person living in that house, this renews it, refreshes it, brings it to that promise of the Lord that says, Lord, I will be with you always.
Thank you.
You went to the end of the world. So, for that reason, we have a glorious sacrament. And being told here is that only baptized members of the Church of Christ will receive the sacraments. Because, should we, well, they did, you know, back before the 12th message came, membership was accepted from any of the restoration organizations because the priesthood authority was reestablished back in 1827 through 1829, and it was in that time frame. And the authority was there, but then, such as happens in the world, men do their own thing. And it became weakened, diluted, distorted. It became the idea of man. So in the 12th message, the Lord said, enough's enough. I reject all creeds and passions of men. This is what you must do to be into my kingdom. And so no longer those that claim to love Christ, those that claim to love the Lord, no longer do they share in sacraments with the church. Because you're not sharing the same thing. Because you're not sharing the same commitment. Paul wrote that in the 13th chapter of Corinthians, I believe is where it is, talking about the discord amongst the people. But yet they all heard the same gospel, they all believed, but yet there was discord amongst the people. But who was greater than this and who was better than this? And so, with the Lord, he said that I have no place in this church. So, we're going to, Edward and I are going to prepare the sacraments, and we're going to step back and do it in the adjoining room here. As we do that, I'd ask that each of us reflect that commitment that we have for Christ. Reflect the blessings that He's given us, the life that He saved through the waters of baptism. And then when we come bring the sacrament forward, we will have a season of prayer that we would ask the Lord to forgive our sins. But just as when we went through the waters of baptism, you know, it's not without preparation. Whenever man and woman was baptized, wasn't you asked, are you ready to commit to Christ? Are you ready to serve Him until the end? Will you even reject all others? It's the same with the renewal of sacraments. So we will have a little season of prayer. And whether you will pray, you know, aloud, or just pray in your heart, it makes no difference. It's God who hears all, hears you. So, thank you for being patient and waiting upon us. At this time, we'll have a season of prayer, and like I said, whether you pray out loud or just pray in your heart, we'll ask the Lord to prepare us to receive His body and His blood.
Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we truly thank you for this day and for being a blessing, Lord. Father, as we gather here in your name, Lord, we ask that you would move and overrule the mountains. Lord, we ask that you, by your Spirit, Lord, direct us in all that we do, Lord, that it might be pleasing in your sight. Father, we thank you for your many blessings. Thank you for another opportunity, Lord, to come and worship. Father, we thank you for how you kept us throughout this year, Lord. You are a saint, Lord. Lord, I ask that you would bless, Lord, each and every one people, or even those that had a desire to be here, but could not be here. Lord, we ask, Father, that you just forgive us of our shortcomings, sending people to this day. Lord, we pray that you will remove those things from our heart and separate us, that we might be going humble before you. And we thank the Lord for all things. Lord, we ask that you would bless the church, Lord, even in the corners,
yes,
to lead and direct in all things. Father, bless what we know and hurry and delay to this day. Let your spirit, Lord, fill the voice. And trust the heart of the people, Father. Amen. Hear this word and accept the truth. We truly thank the Lord for all these things and ask that you be with us throughout this week. Prepare our hearts, Lord, to receive your sacrifice. Lord, as we seek to be your services, Lord. We ask all the blessings and precious in the holy name of our Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Heavenly Father, I come before you right now. I come, Lord Jesus, I come thanking you. Thanking you right now for what you've done and for what I'm going to do, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord, because you blessed us to come over the highways to be here safe and sound, Lord. And to everyone that's here, that's such a really special blessing upon you, Lord God. Lord, I ask that you give me a special blessing upon Brother Norm and Brother Bible, where they might be of this kind, Lord. Lord, that they might be received and feel that they're here in this with us, Lord God. Heavenly Father, all the people that they came home with, Lord, I ask you to give me a special blessing upon them. Heavenly Father, right now, I ask that you bless your word, Lord. I ask that you, Lord God, bless us that we will not leave the same as we came, but we do leave, Lord God, with some new insight and Lord, something new from your word, Lord Jesus. We ask you right now, Lord God, that you would bless the sacrament service, Lord God. That you would open up the understanding, open up the eyes, the heart with eyesight, Lord God. Heavenly Father, right now, in your holy and precious name, I know that you're going to bless us, Lord God, because we come expecting and looking for a blessing, Lord Jesus. But Lord, even on the other hand, Lord God, we come that we might be a blessing to somebody else in some way if possible. Heavenly Father, right now, these things that we ask in your holy, gracious, and precious name. And I give you all the praise and the thanks, and thank you, Jesus.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, I come thanking you right now for all that you have done and all that you're going to do. Thank you, Lord God, for a man to ever say yes to you. Thank you, Lord God, for sending the messenger, the resurrected John the Baptist, with the everlasting gospel. Church of Christ with the Elijah message. Thank you for drawing us this way, Lord Jesus. We bless you. We ask you to look on those that are sick and afflicted in our families. For you see and you know. Lord, I thank you for this time when we gather and just feast off of your word. Let your Holy Spirit do it. And I just thank you for how you blessed so far and how you will continue to bless. Have mercy on those in the far and field, spare, save, heal, and deliver. God, let your love do it. And I just thank you, Lord. We desire to do it again. Lord, look at our family members that know of this way, Lord, who for some reason look like something is trying to get in their way. I know you can fix it, Lord. I know you can do it. I ask you to bless the leadership of this church. Let them know they're not alone. That Jesus, hallelujah, that you are with them. You are with us, Lord, and we thank you. That those people that is having this convention, have mercy on those souls, for you see and you know. Lord, we just thank you. We ask that you bless. Thank you for allowing us to be at this assembly. Nobody but you. You brought us here safely. Thank you, Jesus. You brought us on the road safely. Thank you, Jesus. You made the way. Thank you, Jesus. We bless your holy name. Thank you for the love that's felt here. Lord, we thank you for all things, and I ask that you allow this service be a mighty blessing. Allow the assembly to be a mighty, mighty, mighty blessing. And touch hearts, Lord. In Jesus' name, let your love flow. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.
Kind of glad we have it, Father. We come humbly, yet all of us have got from the grace, Lord, and just have a prayer as we are coming before you, Lord, and grab a heart, Lord. Thank you for giving us a call in a short time.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord, to continue to instill in our hearts and minds, Lord, to God, to everything we have to desire to ever do your will, Lord, to serve you and be obedient to you, be obedient to your will and your call. Thank you, Lord, for this opportunity and privilege to be in fellowship with the saints, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And, Lord, actually, look on those
who were not even thinking. Examining those who all of us were here. And actually, Lord, let this blessing be extended to people everywhere throughout the Lord, those in the nations. Pray, Lord, that as we prepare our hearts for our departing sacrament, Lord, that the blessings and power that you give us will continue to be with us, Lord, throughout the year and the years to come. Pray, Lord, that you let the word go forth and spread peace and power. Empower your people, Lord, with greater knowledge and understanding. Wisdom of great will, great and man's salvation as we there will desire to be found in the holy and perfect will. In Jesus' name, these things we pray.
Father, I actually thank you for this story. It's a blessing so rich. Father, for bringing us so free to start another year in you. I just thank you, Lord, for the kindness that you bestowed upon us as a church, as a family. Lord, as salvation you've given us. I ask, Father, that you would forgive me my sins, Lord. Help me deal with time and ongoing struggle of things of the world and things of you. Father, I ask that you would continue to be merciful and mindful, Lord. You would be able to bring deliverance. Father, I'd ask for that of this being direct, prepare our hearts for the 121st message. Lord, prepare us to receive your word. And I ask, Lord, that I just lead us in this hour, Lord, to eat. Friends, I now ask that we kneel as much as possible. Placing the emblems, we'll ask the Lord to bless our body.
O God, the eternal Father, we ask thee in the name of thy Son, Jesus Christ, bless and sanctify this bread for the souls of all those who take it, that they may eat it. In the remembrance of the body of thy Son, and witness unto thee, O God, the eternal Father, that they are willing to take upon them the name of thy Son, and always remember him, and keep his commandments which he hath given them, that they may always have his spirit to be with them. Amen.
Friends, I ask that we kneel as much as possible. God, the eternal Father, we ask thee in the name of thy Son, Jesus Christ, to bless and sanctify this wine to the souls of all those who drink of it, that they may do it in remembrance of the blood of thy Son, which was shed for them, that they may witness unto thee, O God, the eternal Father, that they do always remember him, that they may have his spirit to be with them. Amen.
What?
Ed, I didn't mean just to shut you off. You got anything you want to say? Or, I mean,
just thanking the Lord for being here and doing what they do this year.
Thank you, Lord.
For his goodness. As Brother Terry always says, growing up, our year started at the assembly and then
yes.
Another.
Yes.
Because this is where we got the strength to make it through this year.
Amen.
So I just truly thank the Lord for the blessing to be here today. And for each and every one of my brothers and sisters that I see here.
Yeah.
I love you and miss you closer than I miss Brother family.
Yes.
Because Christ said that he can do the will of my Father, is my brother.
Yes.
Amen. It's true. Thank God for his goodness.
Yeah.
His grace.
All right.
And his blessings.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Thankful to be here.
Amen.
Praise the Lord for another year and another opportunity.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
that brother come to you.
Friends, that is this brother Ed is so on the money, and that's how our family, Mark all year, is from assembly to assembly. You know, it's not a fiscal year, July to June, or a calendar year from January to December. But our year is from assembly to assembly. Or that's so that's just where the Lord has blessed us.
Amen.
Chris was just a few days over when he came to this place to speak. And that's just how we met Tom. It's because of the goodness of God, the blessings he's given to our family. It's just, God has been so gracious to us. We open up this service for testimony and worship to the Lord, and God going to stand and fellowship and share what the Lord's done and is doing. Now's the time to do that for a little bit. But I would like you all to know that God has been so gracious to our
family. Yes.
Not without heartache, not without trials, not without loss in our personal families, loss in our church family. But he's been so gracious through all of it, that he's been so merciful to us. So much better than we deserve. So I pray his name for that, because God is good to his word.
Yes.
You know, he has saw us through the troubling time and the dark nights and the long days. He has been there for our rock and our salvation. And I praise God. So I'll turn the floor over to any that wish to stand and testify of God's goodness. This is your time.
I'm Sister Exon Paul Holden, presently living in Chicago, Illinois, trusting the Lord for victory. My testimony is page 289. First, I want to say one verse. You can help me if you will. Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of joy divine. Heir of salvation, purchase of one, born of his spirit, washed in his blood. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior, higher than mine. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. Now with that I'll say, I'm grateful to God for bringing me into the Church of Christ with the Elijah message. I need to do a deal. I thank him for revealing to me about John the Baptist. I just thank God for each one of you, because you're my real family. And I praise God for how the Lord, we have to obey him, not man. He made that clear to me. I thank him for that. I thank the Lord for the victories that he's given each one of us. And as we continue to trust and love the Lord and be obedient, there are more victories. More victories, more. I thank God for being a light. His light. Not mine, because I don't know nothing but him. But him. I love it when he gave me Luke 12:12, for the Holy Ghost shall teach you the same hour that you ought to say. And I thank you, because the Lord knows I'd like to talk to people and everything, and I just thank you for it. Keep me and my family in prayers. I'm glad my granddaughter is with me. I know she knows the Lord. And I know that little girl, that sister, Barbara, last year told us that she was my little girl. She was keeping up with Sister Barbara. And I praise God for you all praying for us that we be able to do what the Lord would have us to do.
to be that light. And God is doing great things. I just encourage everybody to stay in the Word, the good book. You know, I kind of get trouble about, I don't get trouble, but I think about my son, my daughter, my daughter. They know this Word. And I know that, I tell them all the time, I say, you got a message to tell to the nation. I mean, you hang on in there, you got a message to tell to the nation. But you got to be activated. So keep me in your prayers. We trust the Lord for victory. We're going to have a glorious, a blessing of something this year. Praise God.
Thank God for all of His mercy and grace.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord, once again for being able to attend the Israel General Assembly of the Church of Christ and the Terry Lawless and Dixon Dalton. I'll be here also for Assembly to Assembly. We go develop everything when we meet here. Go back home. Going to get back busy working on going through the adversary's strategy with the logic and the idiocracy to come under the burden of moving power, because I want to tell you, we work in the Chicago area as well, but they are full of just dragging their feet, still going along, but yet the Lord has allowed the adversary to bring about conditions in the Chicago throughout the world. That's what to stir the people's minds and their hearts to get them to want to see truth. And this is what we are here for today. The Lord says, come to the assembly in the line of the
yes,
and He has charged the ministry to preach the gospel and teach the people so that we would know. So I ask that we are here. The Lord's blessing be upon us to go by and extend to all those who are not able to attend the assembly. Because there were those who wanted to come, but because of situations of timing and planning that just wasn't able to execute the plan, carry it out the beat. But so all those things we perfected in time and grapple with hopefully as time moves on to next assembly. We have a whole year to strategize and plan and bring those things to be in the heart of God to perfect it. Be here.
I want to thank the Lord for it is hard for me personally. This is my new year.
Yeah.
It's my battery charge.
Yeah.
And sure, it's not been without its trials. My oldest son walked away from work and I watched him do it in Brooklyn.
Yeah.
And but God is good because He showed me that there's as long as you talk to me.
Yeah.
And He has given me so much peace and so much joy amidst my own illness, waiting on those who can transplant everything. And I cannot thank you enough. I cannot thank you, my brothers and sisters, enough for your prayers. I know they're being said.
Yes.
And I've made friends with a couple of members of the church from Kenya through Facebook. It's such a blessing to have that other perspective of the Lord's work. It's not in the United States from a very personal level, and just to have what is for me a late night for them, an early morning chat that I'm living right now. And at times I'm just kind of overwhelmed, but He has been so good to us, and He has such a great team at the VA. I don't know how the Lord gets these people, but every person we've had deal with, speak to. I know people hear horror stories about the Veterans Administration on the news. Every single human being we have had to deal with through this entire process, and there's been a more specialist than like this mom, the test that they had passed me on the way home. Have been wonderful.
Jesus Christ.
And just kind and helpful. And well, and thank God for Lori Hibbins Seal and put her in your prayer. This woman takes care of 24 home dialysis patients, and she's there for all of us 24/7. I can call her at 3 o'clock in the morning because something happened to the machine, and she never says a word.
She's
never, oh, please, not you again. And Dr. Bell is the same way, and Bill and I need to thank all of you for your prayers, for being said. He wished he could be here today. It didn't work out. He had a really bad night. His key really, it makes him swell. He's not feeling so hot, but he's saying prayers at home. And thanks all of you, and I thank you for my children. You guys all saw Cody, and for the first time in Cody's life, he's asking me questions. And
that's good.
Which is weird, because it was always Jake. I figured it would be one that... It just goes to show Lord knows everything.
Well, you don't know the
thank you again, and we'll have a great assembly. And dear Lord, please make Wanda Russell see you tomorrow.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord.
First one of praise the Lord.
Yes.
For this being in my life.
Yes.
As far back as I can remember, incidents that at the time I didn't know. But looking back, I know that it was Lord who was there. He was interceding. There were many times that, there were several times that I can think of, as a child, I was about to do something that I shouldn't do. And it worked out just so undeniably. Couldn't happen. Looking back, I see the Lord was there protecting me from myself.
See?
And in these days, you know, I have my share of problems. And sometimes I feel like that I've got so much to do and not enough time to do it. And I feel pressured. And sometimes I get kind of down. I get to feel like, you know, a little bit more happy than I can handle, but you know, the Lord is there.
Yes.
And so, I think I'm ready for this feeling to go higher. I feel so totally unworthy.
Yes.
That he should even consider me.
Then?
But I'm for this. And I know he loves
me. Yes.
And I'm just grateful. I'm grateful for all that he's done for me. You know, once in a while, I guess I get to feel like maybe I'm a little bit short of blessings. But then I stop and I think of all the things that I have blessed.
Yeah.
And it went along with it. And so I have to apologize for, for feeling a little negative sometimes. Thinking.
Yeah.
For blessing me as much as he does. So I'm just thankful today for the promise in my life, blessings in my life. And I pray for the Lord.
Amen.